this weekend, Ukrainians will go to the polls for a repeat of the second round of the country's presidential election. Ukraine's Supreme Court threw out the results of last month's runoff, which favored Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych because of fraud. Opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko appears to be in the lead for the new vote.
Later this week, we'll hear about Premier Yanukovych's campaign. Today, NPR's Lauren Sheets reports on how opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko's campaign is building toward Sunday's vote.
The so-called Orange Revolution street uprising is now a month old. Tens of thousands of opposition supporters again jammed into frigid Independence Square tonight to mark the date and to hear Viktor Yushchenko.
You know, I caught myself десятки разів ловив на одній миті.
Yushchenko now speaks as if he has already won Sunday's election. Tonight he thanked his supporters. Some of them are still living in tents along Kiev's main thoroughfare for their long vigil. And Yushchenko repeated his ambitious election promises, which some detractors say are unrealistic, at least in the short term. A European-style economy, a slashing of Ukraine's Soviet-style corrupt bureaucracy, and an end to unpopular military conscription. Yushchenko predicts he will win at least 60% of the vote. In a TV debate this week, he ripped into Prime Minister Yanukovych.
Why don't we have a new Ukrainian president yet? Because you stole 3 million votes. You believe in God, don't you? You know you're not supposed to steal. Not factories and not votes.
Prime Minister Yanukovych is isolated, having lost the support of outgoing President Leonid Kuchma and apparently that of Russian President Vladimir Putin, who now says Russia could work with Yushchenko. Today, Yushchenko pledged to build good ties with Russia if he becomes Ukraine's president. The mostly government-dominated Russian media continues to complain about U.S. financial support for pro-democracy organizations in Ukraine, which they say leans towards the opposition. Washington says the $58 million over 2 years was strictly for nonpartisan uses. Roman Alarchuk, a journalist with the Kiev Post newspaper, says that sum is relatively small potatoes for a country of 47 million people. And Alarchuk says neither pro-government forces nor the Ukrainian opposition are short of their own cash.
In reality, I don't think that the opposition needs it because the opposition does have a lot of financial backing from business in Ukraine. They have a number of rich individuals in their bloc who are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and they have a large base of millionaires that are backing them. Yanukovych's camp, in contrast, has a handful of billionaires.
Many Yushchenko supporters, like potato farmer Grigory Ryshkov, are also angry over the allegations that the hundreds of thousands of opposition protesters were paid by Western cash. I've been coming to this square for a month, Ryshkov says. I brought food down here for people. Everything people have given has been from their own pockets. Yulia Tymoshenko, the wealthy opposition firebrand who backs Yushchenko, also scoffs at claims that the Ukrainian opposition are American stooges. She points out, for instance, that she and many opposition lawmakers strongly opposed sending Ukrainian troops to Iraq from the start.
Yanukovych not only voted for sending troops to Iraq, he was one of the leading forces behind sending them. And now he makes himself out to be anti-American. It's absurd.
Prime Minister Yanukovych now supports withdrawing Ukraine's 1,500 soldiers from Iraq. And Yushchenko, whose face is still greenish and pockmarked from what European doctors now say was a deliberate case of severe dioxin poisoning, tonight repeated his promise to bring the troops home. The bizarre cloak-and-dagger poisoning story has captivated Ukraine, but the opposition leader and his supporters say there's no reason to believe the record levels of dioxin in the candidate's body will affect Viktor Yushchenko's ability to lead the country. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kiev.